Resilience is the buzzword on everyone's lips following blackouts this year across Europe. The question everyone wants an answer to is, how do we prevent such catastrophes from happening again? My guest today is someone who believes she has that very answer. Pilar Rodriguez-Lopez is Head of Energy and Utilities for Europe at Ericsson. I'm Kelvin Ross, and this is the Energy Transitions podcast. Pilar, thanks for joining me today.
A pleasure.
Ericsson has released a white paper titled A Tipping Point for Europe's Energy System, Why Resilience Must Power the Next Era of Energy. Why do you believe Europe is at a tipping point?
Well, I think as Europe, we are living a crucial moment in which energy is part of our, let's say, competition and the only way to compete globally. So I think we are there because in the past year, especially in the past decade, we have been making a lot of transformation on the energy system, a lot of renewables, and a lot of distributed energy resources, a lot of electrification, a lot of increase in the demand. And the grids are not enough prepared to absorb this kind of elements. So I think we are in the moment in which we are talking about very nice words on the data, digitalization, artificial intelligence, and we are not enough prepared to adopt this transition.
And if we needed a real-life example of not being prepared, we got one this year. In fact, we had several this year, but particularly the one in this part of the world, the Iberian blackout. What are do you think are the most important lessons to be learned from that incident?
Yes, I think that the main important lesson was that we realize the risk that we are taking. Because there was something that was in the different discussion, but nothing has happened with this level of incident. So I think that we realize first that this is a real problem that we can face, because at the end of the day, it's a question of how to have visibility from end to end during all the value chains. So, and realize that we have not this visibility. So a lot of lessons learned. And at the same time, in the positive way, we have learned that we have a lot of processes, a lot of procedure to recover and to restore the services super fast. And it's because of we have networks that are supporting this transition. So I think that these are mainly realizing that the risk is there and putting a kind of urgency on the need to act and to make decisions.
Okay, so there are lessons to be learned, and you just said there's an urgency to act.
Yeah.
What is the cost of not acting?
Well, I think there are several layers. So let's say there is a huge opportunity cost from economical side and from the society side. This transition brings a lot of value to the society because it's speeding sustainability goals. It's putting a lot of security layers on the energy system. So at the end, brings a lot of benefits for the society in general. That means at the end of the day, energy needs to be affordable. So the price needs to be for all, and we need to have access for the energy, and this is something that needs to happen, and the reason why, if we are not investing enough, we are going to lose the train. So we have seen many research globally speaking, and I have to say that the cost or let's say the opportunity cost to lose this race is around 1.5 trillion euros of doing nothing, because even that this is an investment, you need to modernize, you need to digitalize, and this is an investment that is needed to be done at European level. The recovery cost of this is around 8 euros for each euro invested. So we have a good opportunity to give to the society to make a big advance on the competitiveness of Europe, because the energy is there, is prepared to be serving industry, to be serving society. There is a lot of beneficials in terms of of sustainability, a lot of health savings at the end. So I think this is an opportunity that we cannot lose at Europe.
Putting a financial cost on something tends to focus minds. How confident are you of that action happening?
Well, I think that we are talking about very nice words, let's say, digitalization, modernization, sustainability. And we are not realizing that if this needs to happen, a lot of elements need to happen as well. And there is a critical base assets that is the telecommunication piece, because it's the road that we need to build to put our cars there. And we are talking about cars and we are not talking about roads. I think this is a miss point that we are doing now, in which we are talking about future, analyzing real data, taking decision on real data, making preventive action, and we have not the infrastructures need for doing this exercise. And I think this is the main blocking point that, and the main challenge that we have now. We need to position the importance of the road in those that are making decisions at policy level.
You mentioned telecommunications there. Your white paper calls for a greater emphasis on mission-critical telecommunications to build grid resilience. Why has that not happened so far?
Well, there are public communication that are there. So it's true that the utilities are, let's say, heavily invested in the past on telecommunication, fiber, cables, a lot of technologies there, maybe 20 years old. So, and they have relied on a public network that is not enough in terms of these mission critical needs. Public communications are built for, let's say, commercial purposes. They are not fitting requirements for utilities that needed to be, this communication needed to be reliable, needed to be secure, and these are not enough secure. And we could see this during the blackout in Iberia, in which the public communication down and the performance was a little worse than the utilities communication piece. So this is a learning that the utilities need to invest in telecommunication and to, let's say, to put telecommunication along all the assets where they have where they are located. So I think this is a door that we need to open and we need to fit.
One sec. that's good, yeah. Ericsson and its white paper partners have published an open letter to European regulators, governments and the energy sector. Called Europe's grids need urgent modernization. It calls for three key actions to be urgently addressed. We've touched on some of them here. They dedicate and harmonise spectrum allocation, set design principles for resilience and security, and speed up digitalisation plans. Let's take them one at a time and start off with dedicate and harmonise spectrum allocation. What needs to happen, when and how?
Well, this is a European energy system. That means that we are fully interconnected, and Europe is, let's say, pushing for this to speed this interconnection between countries. And the fact is that first, we are not harmonized in terms of our roads. So when we close or we arrive to the end of the country, it's like we are not fully connected. And this is something that we need to fit. Why there is need of a spectrum is because utilities need to build their own private network and to deploy their own networks, and should be urbanized, because if we learn as well about what we let's say faced during the Iberia blackout, all the energy system could be contaminated. Indeed, the origin was Spain, but this was went to Portugal, and hopefully we were able to cut in France, and we were not able to contaminate the rest of the Europe. So it's true that it's needed to have rules harmonized at European level. That means that spectrum needed to be first allocated, should be harmonized, so to, should be one decision for Europe, or at least one harmonized decision in terms of timeline and spectrum, in order to, let's say, to have visibility in between the different countries and along the value chain of the energy system. So from the generation, transport and distribution, and to have visibility of the end meter or behind the meter to make decisions.
Mm-hmm. Security and resilience are two of the big buzzwords of the moment. Your second key action point is for design principles on both. What does that look like? How does that happen?
Again, it's a question of interconnection. So we are one single market, energy market at European level. So at the end of the day, one single decision could impact in the rest. So it should be something that could be harmonized first. So principles needed to be there, a clear framework about which are the KPIs, which are the requirements for all the different actors in the value chain are needed to be met in order to have the commitment and to comply with this requirement. Because the fact is that the energy system is doing their best. They are investing, but they are doing with their own rules. But no one has a common framework to comply and to be sure that the rest can commit on this framework. So I think this is a basis for the future, close future, in which this set of principles should be defined and should be, need to be forced to take into the different states from the European at the European level in order to make this harmonization as well.
Mm-hmm. And your third point is to speed up digitalization. How do you do that? How do you make it digital go quicker?
Well, I think we are progressing a lot of. This is a fact. There is a lot of investment. There is European frameworks, national frameworks to speed the process. But it's not enough. It's not enough because we are talking that it's needed to have real-time decision. As far as the energy system is more complex and renewables are bringing a lot of complexity, not only renewable, distributed assets and prosumer. So this complexity is bringing a lot of transformation into the energy system. As far as we are progressing in this direction, the speed for digitalization is absolutely key. Because if not, at the end of the day, there is many references about which are the volumes of energy that we are losing because we cannot inject into the system. It's there, but we cannot inject because we are not enough prepared. And we cannot, let's say, optimize who is the mix of the energy that we can inject into the system that could be, again, aligned with the strategy at the European level to make energy more affordable, more let's say, accessible for the people and with a less level of price.
Mm. You describe yourself as someone who transforms ideas into results and is driven by a results-orientated approach, which is exactly what you're calling for in both your white paper and your open letter. Do you think Europe is good at turning ideas into results?
Well, I think we are in a good momentum to speed things, and it's true that sometimes it's quite difficult at European level because we are many countries making decisions. The truth is that there is a big commitment at European level to make this transition happen, and I'm more than sure that this is something that is going to happen. At the same time, those that have been, let's say, involved in this energy sector from years, we have seen the transformation that we have faced from, let's say, one direction, energy system in which something could be under control of one single operator. Now, I think it's the moment of the ecosystem. And we need to create ideas and we need to, let's say, to cooperate all together in order to make it happen. I think this is the most important thing, how to create this ecosystem, how to progress on this ecosystem and how to speed all together, trying to achieve the same challenge.
And all these challenges come back to a case of mindset, really. And so you're going back to ideas, turning ideas into results. What's the mindset needed to ensure that good ideas don't die on the drawing board?
Well, first, I think we need to be more open. So at the end of the day, I think we need to be open to bring all these ideas into the table. We should speed decision. And we are, let's say, a very slow industry taking decision. And I think this is the key element. So innovation is not going to happen if the process is to adopt decision is super slow. It's true that it's a very sensitive industry in which decision needed to be done in a very long period of time because the recovery of the investment is huge, a long time period. But at the same time, the changes were, the world is changing so much that we need to have the urgency that maybe in the past we were not so concerned on this part. So I should say speed, and I should say cooperation.
Well, Pilar, you talked about being open and ideas and results. Thank you for being open with me today. I've really enjoyed listening to your ideas and how you hope to turn them into results. So thank you very much for joining me today. Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed this podcast and want to hear more, don't forget to join the Inlit community.